Forget the politics. What about the business side of Hu Jintao's visit to the U.S.?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. The official visit of China's president continues today in Washington with a news conference and a state dinner at the White House. But it'll also include meetings with CEOs like Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs and Jeff Immelt of GE. Tomorrow, President Hu will head to Chicago for trade talks and more meetings with CEOs. There's also a PR aspect of the Chinese visit. And on that front, Beijing is getting a little help from Madison Avenue in the form of a new TV ad. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The ad features Chinese NBA star Yao Ming, among others, and it comes from global ad agency Lintas. China could use some image buffing. Remember its imprisoned Nobel Peace laureate, its new stealth fighter? Public diplomacy scholar Joshua Fout says China needs a clear, concise message to the West, but that'll take more than just one ad.
Branding blast that just has faces on it, I don't think in the long term is terribly effective. The most effective tool for country branding is really communicating with people on a one-to-one level.
So China's opening language schools around the world and broadcasting TV shows in several countries and languages. As for its reputation here, a new poll suggests about 50% of Americans view China favorably, 35% unfavorably. Political scientist Dali Yang is with the University of Chicago.
Obviously not a very warm relationship, but this is a relationship that continues, and people recognize that.
The charm offensive could use some help on Capitol Hill. By most accounts, China's historic ally, big business, is not the friend it used to be. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Well, all the talk about an Apple stock crash following the news of a medical leave of absence for CEO Steve Jobs was just that, talk. Apple announced earnings that beat Wall Street estimates yesterday thanks to strong sales of the iPad. When Wall Street starts trading today, Apple stock will be just about where it was before yesterday's 2% drop. Starbucks announced today that customers can now pay for their coffee with their smartphones, so no need to bring a Visa to buy a venti. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Initially, you'll have to have a BlackBerry iPhone or iPod Touch to make mobile payments at Starbucks. You select Touch to Pay on your phone, a barcode pops up, you scan your phone at the register, and you're done. Almost 7,000 company-run Starbucks will accept the mobile payments. More than 1,000 Starbucks in Target stores will, too. And that's why this could move beyond Starbucks. Gary Arland of Arland Communications says Target and other retailers will probably follow Starbucks' lead.
Well, the appeal for the store is faster payment, validation, and speed of processing people through the checkout line.
Arland says payments also take less time to transfer into stores' accounts when customers use their phones, and retailers certainly like that. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed across Europe and Asia right now. Tokyo's up about 0.3%. London down about 0.1%. The fast food company Yum Brands, owner of KFC and Pizza Hut, wants to dump two of its other chains that aren't as attractive overseas, A&W All-American Restaurants and Long John Silver's. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 50 points to close at 11,837.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions since 1896. Allianzusa.com. By Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud. And by PBS, presenting a look at the cutting edge, like car parts made from mushrooms. Nova's Making Stuff, tonight at 9, 8 Central on PBS.
Some good news this week on the consumer debt front. Monthly default rates are dropping on mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards. That's according to a survey from S&P Experian. But LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus says debt-laden Americans should beware of a new product to help them dig out of financial trouble. David Lazarus joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about this new product.
The product is called DebtWise. It's from Equifax. Right now, they're the only major credit bureau to offer it. But since these guys usually move in lockstep, we can probably expect Experian and TransUnion to have a similar product. It's basically an online tool that allows you to prioritize all of your debts and then try to pay them off in a manageable fashion. Equifax says they use algorithms and all sorts of things with charts and all that to make this thing as effective as it can. And I talked to the company, and they compared it to Weight Watchers, where they say, look, we've created a program that if you stick to it, it'll help make you debt-free, and all of that sounds like a good thing.
So getting rid of debt like getting rid of weight, is there anything wrong with that idea?
Well, when you look at the fine print of the brochure, Equifax makes it very clear they are not going to do anything else to help you. For example, they will not negotiate with creditors on your behalf. They won't guarantee any results. They won't provide you any counseling. This is all about just simply giving you a tool and then letting you do the heavy lifting. And that's pretty good, except they've also put in a few other things that you might not necessarily need, like, for example, daily credit monitoring, identity theft protection, and all of that allows Equifax to charge you nearly $15 a month.
So what can people do if they're facing big debt problems?
Well, first of all, if debt is your problem, recurring fees is probably not the answer. So you want to take a close look at that. There's an alternative out there. It's called the debt snowball method. I advise people to Google it and look at the nuts and bolts of it. But in a nutshell, what it is you prioritize all of your debts from smallest to biggest. You commit to making the minimum payment for every single one of them every month. And then whatever you can spare, you apply to the top debt on the list. When you get that paid off, you move to the next debt on the list, and so on and so on. And then like a snowball rolling downhill, more and more cash becomes available to pay off your debts. Not a perfect system, but here's the beauty of it. It's free.
It's free. And I'm still surprised that David Lazarus, you there in Los Angeles, are talking about snowballs, but we'll leave that for another day.
Fair enough.
David Lazarus, consumer columnist at the LA Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And finally, to Singapore, where stock traders will no longer be given an official lunch break. The Singapore Exchange is scrapping its 12:30 to 2 o'clock recess on March 1st to keep up with its rivals in Asia. If hungry traders want to blame someone for the change, they can start with computers. Those computers are doing more and more of the trading these days, and they never ask to go out for a bite. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The gambling money just hasn't been flowing, so Atlantic City, New Jersey is trying something a little bit different.
That's a 25-pound bunny that retails for about $150. We have many retailers who buy that to make a statement in their store.
I'm Kai Rizdahl from Vice to Nice. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.